Okay.
I got a mail regarding this event in Thailand, August 27, 29. It's
right.
PRI and billet for me.
Right.
What is the procedure to attend that this thing, sir? Submit.
Sir, there's a form you need to fill up, right? And there's a payment to be done. How many delegates are there?
Only one person.
Okay, that will be around 42,000 plus tax. That is the fee currently. You need to make the payment of fees, and you just need to fill up the form, and I'll send you the confirmation once the payment is done.
42,000, sir?
Yes, plus tax. If it paid this, if paid in Indian rupee.
Okay. What is actually meeting going on there, sir? Can you explain me?
So what is the work you do?
I'm a DRI, sir. I have a production, production plant of sponge iron, and I will trade the material of sponge iron.
Okay, okay. So this is the conference we're doing in Thailand. This will be like 27th, we'll starting second half, right? Around like 2 o'clock, we'll start the sessions. And this will be focusing on scrap, billet, and DRI, because most of the material is being traded in Southeast Asia. Particularly if I speak of pig iron, that goes to Pakistan. Billet goes to billet goes to Far East, right? And some of the sponges to be done in this Bangladesh, right? So there's all sort of people will be coming.
DRI is going to Bangladesh, sir.
A bit sponge goes to Bangladesh because they import scrap and sponge both. So
okay.
Majorly sponge goes from India only, and scrap is being imported from other countries, that is Australia, UK, and Dubai as well. So this is the trade.
US also, sir.
Some part, not really. Sims is the only player who sends material to Bangladesh from US. Other than that, there are UK players who send the material to. And the trade will be discussed, how far the market looks. And this will be networking. This is basically a networking event. So people from around...
Sir, actually, what is done, till now we have not done any trades out of the country.
Okay, okay.
We don't have any license or like something like that for this thing to supply the material outside. Can you explain the procedure how to do the things?
About license, I'll not be able to tell you, but about LC, I can tell you. There's the trade which happens overseas requires an LC, right? Letter of credit. If it is being done, then overseas, right? So you need to open an LC, whatever the condition, the seller has to give it to you. 15 days LC or whatever the condition. If it material is delivered before advance LC is taken, or during the trade, or after the trade, that depends on the seller part. Right. So this is the only thing I can tell you. Secondly, the conference will focus on scrap importers.
Importing the scrap and exporting DRI. That's it you are saying, no? Billet and this thing.
This is
billet and DRI.
This is for Bangladesh,
hello?
I'm telling you. Particularly, they import this thing, right? There are people from Pakistan.
They import DRI as well as billet.
Billet, yes. Some part.
Pakistan also.
Pakistan mostly pig iron is imported and ferroalloys. And other than this, there are Far East countries like Vietnam and Indonesia. So they import slab, they import billet. They import these things because mostly they roll it after the billet is rolled, they manufacture TMT from that.
It is conducted from your side, sir, steel mint or some other thing?
Yes, we are organizing this event. We are the organizers of the event. So we are doing it.
Okay. I'll come back to you, sir.
Sure.